IRS serving warrants after you failed to put your pronouns on your 1040. Welcome back to the channel. I'm your host, Acorn, and today is Sunday, which means it's time for the next episode of Laugh While the World Burns, where I show some of the idiocracy that is modern-day society. Please support the channel by hitting that like button and share this video with your family, friends, and social media. We got a lot of good memes this week and some idiocracy news, so let's get into it. Government adding up how much I owe them for the services that I never asked for and do not want. I don't understand why banks get upset when you can't repay a loan. You already knew I had no money when I came to borrow it. That is a good point. I'll beat Donald Reagan this September. You can take that to the post office. United Airlines. Fly how you identify. Our new non-binary gender options are now available. I identify as a carry-on bag. You will now let me fly anywhere for $30. That guy needs an award. Can you please teach us some math? No, I haven't finished talking about my life yet. From Fox News, DJ Pauly D on inflation. They only get the best experts. Me putting back that $5.89 pack and getting the $5.69 pack instead, because that 20 cents adds up. Without a single degree, they built roads that have lasted an eternity. And then the engineers arrived. Yep, fact check true. Today, this is supposed to be normal. And if you dare question what they call normal, then you automatically become a right-wing terrorist. I lost the election, but you still have some time in office to do some of the things you said you wanted to do. Florida man arrested for stealing $100,000 worth of frozen bacon. Wow, I didn't realize that there was a black market for bacon. Kevin Costner can take comfort knowing that Waterworld is no longer his biggest flop. Hey now, I actually like that movie. "20 years, 6 election cycles, 0 blue counties, and gargantuan whitetail deer. What flag is this? And why is their obesity rate so high?" I keep seeing women use it. What country are they from? Oh, man. I'm assuming that this person is just being sarcastic. But if they weren't, it would actually just make it that much funnier. CNN. Navy SEALs were drinking in Iraq. Veterans and the rest of the military. That must have been a really slow news day. I bet the next story was about the break room. The same system that kept you in the dark about Ghislaine Maxwell and her client list doesn't mind live streaming Johnny Depp's trial. That's just one of many distractions. All of us walking past the people that called us crazy in 2020. That wasn't nothing. I've been called crazy for over 20 years now. He called them the thought police. Big tech calls them fact checkers. Well, fact check true. Americans are living under more tyranny now than I was under British rule. He certainly isn't telling a lie. Silly Americans. Laws are for the slaves. We need to invent technology that's never even been invented yet. Yeah, that's usually how it goes. A voter with 163,000 in student debt feels betrayed by Biden. Why does my microwave have a chaos mode? You're just getting prepared for Tiawaki. Uncoachable kids become unemployable adults. Let your kids get used to someone being tough on them. It's life. Get over it. Making people show ID to vote. Making people show ID and card to buy groceries. Coming soon to a town near you. All right, before I show you guys this church sign, there's just a couple things that I'll point out. First, apparently, Michael Jordan is the pastor. Secondly, at the top of the sign, they quote Hosea 4:6, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." But then they put this on their sign. Warning, African Americans, a vote for Trump will put blacks, folks, back to picking cotton. Me, the next 4 years watching Elon Musk and Vivek dismantle the government. I'm sorry, guys. I think a whole lot of you are going to be very disappointed in the months and years to come. I kind of hope that I'm wrong, but I highly doubt it. Ooh, who farted? That's no fart. That's a bioweapon attack. Wicked doll packaging misprint drives 12-year surge in traffic to adult site. Yeah, I'm sure that was just a misprint. I don't even see the Oscars anymore. I just seen Epstein Island visitors. Americans barricading homes to weather election cycle. Well, better keep those boards up then, because we're not to January 20th yet. Describe the following voter. Trump, Trump, Harris, Travis Kelce. I think that's a very fitting reply.
If you voted for Trump, I refuse to have sex with you.
I'm not sure what's scarier, the insane food prices or the food that's being sold to us. The answer is both, and they're only going to get worse by the day. Finally, a kid without a smartphone. Yeah, most everyone will be quick to jump on it and say how bad it is that that kid is smoking, because he'll get cancer at a young age. But yet, nobody mentions anything about the amount of radiation that we are constantly exposed to by our cell phones, computers, Wi-Fi, and all the other electronics that we're surrounded by these days. The average home has 2 washing machines, a laundry washing machine, and a brain washing machine. When you find out, your propaganda is losing its effect. I'd say that most of you guys here on the channel probably gets this. The party that says men can get pregnant wants to control misinformation on the internet. Don't worry, it won't be long until you won't be able to get on the internet without your government-issued biometric ID. Or you could get a chip in your brain and it'll just automatically identify you, which will be way more convenient. Americans who oppose war. Americans who oppose war, except when it's their candidate in office. Democrats admit Trump actually won in 2020 and is now unable to serve third term. Well, this is from the Babylon Bee, which means this could happen anytime now. Governments create wealth the same way ticks create blood. Well, it's like I've said on the show back some time ago, the word politics is actually a combination of two Latin words, poly, meaning many, and ticks, meaning blood-sucking creatures. And in today's society, that's speaking literally for a whole lot of them. This isn't a fight between Republican and Democrat. It's communism versus freedom. But will soon be a fight for survival. Hi, my name was Emma. I love these new vegan stickers, and I will collect them all. Another bacon meme. I don't eat pork, but beef bacon and goat bacon is pretty good. When you're able to find them, at least. Portland amends odor code after smell complaints caused Vietnamese restaurant's closure. I'm sorry, but if the smell from your restaurant is so bad that you're getting complaints, that people's complaining to the city about you, what in the world are you serving in there? Man uses avocado as a grenade and robs two banks for $32,000. All warfare is based on deception. Sun Tzu, The Art of War. I don't think you realize how close we came to a world-ending event. Well, that's just too bad. Then we made the brain chip guy their new hero. Trump says he has already spoken with 70 world leaders since being elected. Well, that's why there's no normal people that ever become president. None of us could ever stand to be on the phone that much. Things adults shouldn't believe in anymore. My mood at the gas pump. I know there's a lot of people out there that believe now that Trump is in office, that all the prices of food and fuel and everything else will start going down. Here's the problem with that. One, all the wars is going on overseas, which have not only caused a need for more fuel to all those countries involved, but has also disrupted fuel supplies for multiple reasons. And just one other point, the U.S. Strategic Reserves is basically empty now, which means it'll have to be refilled. And that is going to cause another surge in fuel demands inside the U.S. So yeah, there could possibly be at least fuel prices stabilizing or maybe dropping slightly. But it's only a matter of time before those fuel prices start maxing out your credit card again. I'm not sure what this is concerning, but I saw a photo or a thumbnail a few days ago that looked very similar to this. If you guys know what this is about, drop it down in the comments. Yep, I believe in climate change. The climate changes 4 times a year, every 3 months, every year. This has been going on for thousands of years and never posed a danger until the globalist government got involved with their climate change. Do I believe in the climate change narrative that they push? Absolutely not. I don't know why anyone would when they contradict themselves time and time over. Now, do I believe that man is changing the weather? Yes, I do. It's called geoengineering, and it's being done through many different means. A friend who worked in Chicago his entire life tells me it's not that violent. He's a tail guy on a school bus. Our founding fathers went to great lengths to ensure that we were a republic and not a democracy. In fact, the word democracy does not appear in the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, or any other of our founding documents. This is true. I remember seeing an old news video, probably from the 1950s. There was a congressman speaking to Congress, warning of how the word democracy was being used by people in the government and the media. And he was explaining why that was a very dangerous thing. And basically, everything that he said about it in that news video has all come to pass. And now today, the word republic is rarely even used. And most people don't even know the difference. And I'll end the episode with this. If Planned Parenthood was unaliving puppies instead of babies, America would have shut them down by now. Actually, in my opinion, this is not true. They would have shut them down as soon as the first one tried to open. I'd like to thank all of my viewers for submitting content for the channel. If you have memes, links, news articles, or anything else that you would like to submit, you can send those to acornstash@gmail.com. You can also find this link down below in the video description. From right now until the end of December, there is 10% off everything in the Acorn Stash merch store. So if you'd like to get t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, hats, mugs, and more, right now is the time to get it while everything is still in stock. To get 10% off your entire order, just remember to use promo code ACORN10 before you check out. To support this channel, please like, share, and subscribe. If you enjoyed this video, you can click on one of the thumbnails above to see more. I thank you all for watching. You guys take care and stay safe. This is Acorn, over and out.